Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning, November 1st. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Boyd's One Stop, and Angler U, and Bayou City Angler. All right, let's check out the weather. Warmed up a little bit during the night, coming off that last front, so it's 67 down on the island this morning. Today we're looking at partly cloudy skies. They're calling for some afternoon showers or thunderstorms. High of 73 with east winds 15 to 25. I'm not seeing that yet. It's kind of a strong wind forecast. But anyway, tonight, scattered thunderstorms during the evening also. 50% chance of that. Northeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, mainly sunny skies, high around 70. And after this little front line or whatever it's coming through here, it'll be north-northeast at 10 to 20 tomorrow. So that's what they're calling for anyway. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have four of them today. We're sitting on a high right now. That occurred at 2:19 a.m. It was a 1.6. We have a low coming up at 8:18 a.m. It's a 1.2. Then a high at 1:16 p.m., a 1.4. And then a low tonight, 7:40 p.m., it's an 0.7. 7:33 a.m. a sunrise, 6:33 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase, we're at 70%, almost three-quarter moon. Right now, current conditions, Galveston Channel showing a south wind at 3 to 5 down there, and it's 67 degrees with 75-degree water. Eagle Point, it is 62 degrees with 66.9-degree water. We'll call that 67. Morgan's Point is 57 degrees with 71-degree water. East-northeast wind at 5 to 6. And then you got a south in Galveston, east-northeast in LaPorte, and then Eagle Point, it's a west at 3. So it's kind of variable right now. Look pretty calm to me all the way in. A little bit of ground fog, patchy ground fog, and low-lying areas also. And, well, today's opening day of rifle season, deer season. And waterfowl, duck hunters are already moving around this morning. Saw a few coming in. So it's a good day. Flounder season is closed now. Everybody got their licks in yesterday from what I could see. Tried to anyway. And then getting ready for these hunting openers today. So it's here. It is 'tis the season, as they say. A lot of happy people this morning, including myself. I'm not going, but we can talk about it. All right, let's hop over to Sabine Lake and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning, check his pulse. Morning, Bill. You got a pulse this morning, brother?
Yes, I think I do.
You do? Well, that's good. Hey,
it's kind of weak, though. It ain't beating too hard because I don't get to go hunting this morning. Neither way.
Yeah, but look how good it's going to be after you get all healed up. You'll be good to go, man.
Yeah, I hope so. Surely do. So far, so good.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. But I'd like to be sitting in a deer stand this morning. I really would.
Either that nice. Or a duck blind, one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, a duck blind wouldn't be bad either. It'd be okay.
Shoot a few ducks.
Yeah, when you get these old deer, they've been kind of dumb for a long time, and they might just walk out in front of you.
Yeah, they ought to be pretty relaxed unless the youth season last weekend stirred them up a little bit for us.
Yeah, Yeah, that did a little bit of good, I imagine.
Yeah, I saw a few kid picks floating around, but I didn't see a whole lot. I don't know whether, you know, I think I saw more youth duck hunters than I did deer hunters.
Yeah, might have been. But, well, I just, I hope everybody's got good luck out there today. So
me too.
I can't wish
them well.
Since I can't be there. So, oh man,
you hear that, folks? One of y'all pop one for old Bill. Lay one down in his honor.
Yeah, do it.
Might as well do one just, for me too.
Yeah, no kidding. Here we are stuck in here.
That's it. Well, at least we're stuck on something. Man, I've got a baseball hangover this morning. I'm just, I'll be glad when this World Series is over. It'll be over tonight. Last one. Baseball's over for the year.
Okay.
You knew it was going to go seven games, man. Everybody makes more money, and it, I kind of figured this would happen. Because every time
yeah,
they change stadiums,
true.
The Dodgers always win that first game, and then that machine of bats takes over for Toronto. So hopefully they'll keep it at home tonight, put the World Series trophy in their field.
Who you think's going to win it?
Well, I've been picking Toronto the whole time. So they just if they can just get in the Dodger bullpen, that's good. I mean, that guy they faced last night, I mean, that Japanese pitcher is nasty, real nasty. He just, he's awesome. I got to give him credit.
Yeah. Yep.
So he kind of figured they were going to lose that one because of him. He's so efficient. Tonight's another night.
Yep. Hey, you never know. You can speculate, but you never really know. It ain't over till it's over.
that fat lady hadn't even started warming up yet.
That's right.
She'll be singing tonight for one of them.
Should be.
Yeah.
Well, I have not been fishing. Obviously.
Well, that's obvious. Yeah, that's.
I'm laid up.
Yeah, we always talk about patterns and all that, and Hillman sent me a text late last night. I think I was in the game and getting ready for bed or whatever, and he said they went off yesterday. That water temperature dropped. He said he was found some water. It was about 63.5 degrees, and he said it was just stupid. So he got
I figured
him.
That. Yeah, I talked to a friend of mine. He left himself open. He didn't block his calendar, and he's got to work today. Mm-hmm. He's got to fish today, and he was going to be at his deer lease in a box blind, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And now he's got his self obligated fish. So he said, "Oh well, what the heck." I can't even believe he let that happen, but hey.
I know. Well, he can hunt tomorrow.
And I told him, I said, it's going to be full on out there, don't you know? It's going to be ready. Those doggone birds will be working, and it'll be on like a chicken bone.
Yeah. You can find some really good fish under them, you know.
Yeah.
But, flounder season's closed, and we can forget about keeping flounder till what, December 15th?
Yeah, December 15th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
month
that's
and a half,
right.
Man.
Wow.
Well, midnight on the 14th, which is actually December 15th.
You know, I've seen those flounder feed right through Christmas.
Yeah.
So if it's warm enough, they won't leave.
Well, true. Depends on the weather and the water temperature drops and tide drops and all that, getting them to fall.
Yeah, that's right. they're persnickety about that. And I remember several Decembers that I was catching flounder right up to the 25th.
Yeah.
And they'd get a big old cold front, and they'd leave, you know.
So what's your theory on that, too? Me, personally, I don't think all of them leave.
I don't think so either.
Especially, like, where you catch them in real farther north ends of the bay system. I don't think all those fish up there drop and go to the Gulf, like, you know, down south around Galveston and East Bay and stuff, where they'll exit the jetties down there. But because it was weird.
I wonder.
When's Martin Luther King Day? Isn't that in January? I think it is.
Yeah.
Me and Sean were out of school, and I had to run a fishing trip, and I couldn't take them, so they just waited off the bank out there, you know, on that west shoreline of Trinity Bay. Beautiful day. And they thought they'd catch a few trout, maybe a red or two. They got into the flounder. I mean, they had so many 3-, 4-, and 5-pound flounder. I mean, they both limited on flounder and reds. They caught a few trout, but it was that was crazy. And that's when I started thinking, I just don't think all these fish leave. Because that was in that Point Bear area where they were wade fishing on the west side over there.
Well, I've been up in the Neches River at the warm water discharge of the power plant, and you can catch, you know, quite a few flounder.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are actually keeper sized. So we've, you know, I've run into that in January, February, when they're supposed to be totally gone.
Right.
And I'm thinking, okay, they don't all leave. And I don't think they do.
No, I don't either.
So do you think that maybe they spawn in that deep channel?
I think so. It's possible in those deep bayous. And
yeah.
It 'cause look when the spring shrimping season opens. I mean, look at all the little tiny flounder in those shrimp nets you used to see all the time.
I mean, right.
Those didn't swim all the way from the Gulf and get up there that quick, you know, for these shrimp boats to you know, rake them up like that.
No, you wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. But what do we know? We don't have a degree hanging on our wall in marine biology, so it's not fair.
All
for
we've
us
got
to talk about it and speculate about it.
Yeah, all we've got is just experience. That's
probably
it.
Probably some biologist out there, marine biologist, listening to us this morning, going, "Listen, to these dumb rednecks, they don't know anything." We just had
on-the-job
training, man, OJT. We just firsthand, you know, that's what we experience. That's the way we look at it.
Yeah.
Let me
that's
knock
all
this quick
we
commercial
know.
Break out, and I'll come back at you, buddy.
All right, buddy.
All right, hang on a second. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other big events like that, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:18. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, I'm back with you, buddy.
I got a new reel in the mail yesterday. Boy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, the new Salty Hundo 50, which means a 150 size reel. It's, man, you put it next to the Salty Hundo, which is actually a 50 size cage reel. It's got a deeper spool, so it's going to give you more line capacity. The side plate doesn't come off. It has the lever and the spring, you know, like we're accustomed to. And you don't have that weird adjustment thing on the inside where you can click it to firmer or super free and all that on the inside, and then you can adjust it with a magnetic dial on the outside of the, you know, reel cage. This just has the adjustment on the outside I like better. Plus, it has a bigger handle on it for a little more torque and a stronger drag system, you know, for winching on bigger fish.
Oh, that's what color is it?
It looks just like the Salty Hundo, same color, that dark gray.
Dark gray.
Yeah. Yeah. And they claim it casts farther than, you know, the regular Salty Hundo. I will pull that up and give that a try this week.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting stuff. Always love getting new reels.
Yeah, I wish I had a brand new stick to put it on, but I got some good ones laying around I can put on there. It'll fit me just perfect.
Yeah.
That's like new stuff, man.
Oh, I know. That's the kind of stuff you live for, right?
Yes, exactly.
Get it out there. Get out there and play with it. I met a guy fish with me. He had one of those baits reel, and it was a real pretty kind of a purplish color and a little bit bigger than the Salty Hundo. It was an expensive reel. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where he found it at. It is not like any I've seen. Yeah, it's a bait. Huh. And it's kind of a shiny metallic. I'm trying to fish around for the color it was. But it was a really pretty reel, kind of a bright color. And man, that thing would cast. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe it.
It is right here, Bates Limited Hundo. It's not the Salty, it's just Hundo. It is purple. It's called Space Dust.
Yeah, that's
kinda
it.
Like they call that one mirror lure, you know, Little John Space Dust. Yeah, it's $3.99 at Tackle Warehouse. That's what came up on this when I Googled it up. But
that was the reel right there.
The Salty Hundo 100 is $4.25. I'm not seeing the Salty Hundo 50, which means 150. I'm not seeing that on here yet. Here it is, Hundo 50, $449.99 at Tackle Warehouse.
Oh, they're good reels.
Yeah, that just came up. A lot of people get their Bates reels from Waterloo Pro Shop and, you know, some other stores. Bayou City Angler. Who else stocks these? I'm sure Fish and Tackle Unlimited does.
They're good reels, ain't they?
Yeah, they really
that's
are.
That's all
they're
I can say. Deal.
You know, they're, I think they're a little better than the 13s. You know, 13 had, they had so many reels. From inexpensive all the way up to the highest, and the white one, which is the what would that be, the C?
Yeah,
you had a B and then a C. The C was good, real big time. I've got a bunch of them that are just like butter still. They're so awesome. And that TX second generation, the TX2, that
yes.
was awesome. And then the Ease, that was that gray one, kind of light
mm-hmm.
gray. And it was actually mainly made for like fresh water, but it turned out it's big time in salt water too. And my only complaint about that reel, it's machined so tight and close. If you get any kind of salt buildup or grit in the worm gear, you have to stop fishing and take a cotton swab with alcohol and clean that worm gear and then put a couple of drops of oil on it and go back to work. You know, 'cause it'll start kind of bumping on you, you know, that handle stuff
yeah.
feel. And
yes.
But, buddy, that reel there, I've still got about four of them, and I wouldn't part with them. They're really impressive.
Well, my favorite out of all of them was the C2.
Yeah.
That C2, I've got about three of those still in the box.
Well, you know, I've got a couple of the C1s that, you know, the paint's coming off of them. That was kind of the only flaw that reel had was the salt corrosion buildup over a period of time, which several years with these. And you get a little bit of paint peeling off of it, but the mechanics are still there. Smooth as just like butter, man.
Yeah, those are fine reels. But if you ever take one apart, you'll never get it all back together.
Well, that's why we got guys like Michael Covage and Joey Ibarra to work on those things.
That little clicker button that's recessed in there under the star drag.
Uh-huh.
You drop that little shiny sucker out of there, and you'll never find it.
No. No, you
I
won't.
Tried to do that, oh man, and I'm like, okay, if you can put a watch back together and get all the parts in, you're good. But I couldn't. I mean, those things are really fine reels.
Yeah.
But can't get those anymore right now. I don't even know anybody that's selling them.
They were bought out by Rapala.
Rapala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rapala bought them out, and I don't know what they do. Just dissolve the company. Was it a write-off or what? I don't know.
Well, they might have bought them up to just get them off the market. Sometimes that happens.
Eliminate the competition.
Yeah, just eliminate the competition.
Good. I don't know why they're in competition with a real company. But
doesn't seem like that would be logical.
No.
To me. Or maybe they're just going to develop them in a different way.
That's right.
But I haven't seen them for sale.
The first muskie on a Rapala.
Rapala.
A Rapala. I always called them Rapala and everybody else. Nah, man, it's, you know, all the Yanks up north, they call them Rapala.
Yeah, I had
You know, when I went fishing up there, we threw some, you know, for muskie and pike and all that. They say Rapala.
Yeah, that's my Aunt Trudy. Bless her heart. She was
Aunt
a Finnish. She was Finnish. And boy, I mean, she said, no. You pronounce that Rapala.
Rapala.
I said, how do I do that? She was a trip. I'm telling you. But I mean, she was from the old country.
Well, yeah, was her name Gertrude? And they called her Trudy?
Yeah.
I had an aunt.
That's
Gertrude,
exactly right.
And they called her Trudy. Gertrude. You don't hear those names anymore.
No, you don't. She was a sweet lady, though.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. But she just could not understand how we could butcher the English language like we do.
I've always said that about them. I'm from the South, man.
Yeah, me too.
And then if you want to really butcher it, just let our Cajun friends next door get a hold of it.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a Cajun brother-in-law, and I go, what did you just say? Slow down. I mean, it's just like it's all kind of like that movie Waterboy, you know, when they're just jumbling all the words together. I go, man, slow down a minute here. I think I know what you're saying. Come on.
Yeah, buddy. Nobody butchers the English language like an East Texas redneck.
Well, that's true. You got that right.
Yeah. I mean, who else would say, would call a minnow a minner?
Minner?
I mean, minner. Just think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up thinking that that's the way it was spelled, M-I-N-N-E-R.
Back in the day when I was in the automotive business and tire business, I hired a guy from East Texas. He was from up around Etowah or somewhere. And I put a work order out there in the service department. He come in and he goes, where is that Renault? I said, you mean that Renault? No, it's a Renault. You know, remember those French, I think it was a French car.
Yeah.
Somebody brought it in there for tires. And he goes, where's that Renault?
Renault Dauphine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, people from up around Etowah pronounce Polygacho Bio Polygotch.
Polygotch.
And they shorten Lenana Creek to Lenan.
Lenan.
Yeah.
Lenana.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's, I just, they mess everything up. But I'm right there with them because I'm that kind of person too. It's pitiful.
Well,
but at least I can communicate some way.
That's it. Fishing language is the best.
Yes, sir. It sure is.
All right, buddy. Man. Well, I'm glad you're slowly recovering. And
I'm doing better every day.
Well, when you go back in a couple of weeks, maybe it'll give you a clean bill and turn you loose, let you get back in the boat.
Yeah, by then I'll be stir crazy.
Yeah. Well, don't go out there and get on no rough riding lawnmower or something right now, man.
Oh, heck no. Oh, no,
I did
no,
that the
I'm
other
terrified.
Day, and I felt like I went a couple of rounds with Tyson. Man, that ground's dry and hard. Hard as a brick.
Yes, it is. Especially
at your
place.
Why don't you let some of the air out of the tires? I said, well, if I do that, it'll mow crooked. You know, it won't cut straight.
It sure will.
She doesn't understand that. But,
oh, man.
Anyway. All right, Bill. Well, hey, buddy. Somebody wants to give you a call, give them a number where they can reach you, my friend.
All right. 409-673-9211.
Have a good, miserable weekend because you're not hunting.
Thanks for reminding me, buddy.
All Bill's friends, send him some deer pics. Get him going.
Yeah, all right, that's all I'm going to get. Take care, buddy.
All right,
thank
brother.
You.
See you now. Take care, Bill. All right. Well, you know, folks, the Belleville Meat Market, it's one of the best places to shop around here for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their fantastic processing facility. I don't know. I've been using them going on almost 20 years now. Nothing beats the Belleville Meat Market. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing that's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And right now, they're taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys, so order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. That's 11 to 13-pound average weight, and it makes a really good meal for 8 to 10 people. And check out their homemade stuffed pork tenderloins like jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese. These are really good, along with their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. Check those out. They're really good also. Wild game processing, can't say enough about it. Deer season started. They're in full swing. They have a quick three-lane drop-off system. They track your game all the way through the process. Packaging is better than excellent, and your family will love that you did when you get some deer tamales and venison hot dogs. Beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks, that's everything for your grab-and-go snacking. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 436 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go up to Conroe, check in with the fish dude, Mr. Richard Tosh. Richard, what's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm here.
Good deal, good deal.
Baseball hangover. I'll be glad when it's over tonight. Well, at least tonight I'll get an extra hour, because when I go to bed, I set my clock back, and that'll give me an extra hour, so...
Yeah, there you go. That's what you think.
Hey, we need to just fall back and leave it there. Just forget about it.
There you go. I heard that. There ain't no doubt. But it's all good no matter what. It's just one of them things, like out here. I'm out in Atlanta right now. It's cold over here. I mean, good night.
Still
yesterday,
it warmed up on the coast last night. You know, a lot warmer than yesterday morning.
Well, yesterday it was 29, and according to one of my cameras this morning,
what?
It says 37. Yeah, I know. It's cold. Today is, like I say, today it's 37. So this right now it is, according to one of my cameras. So it's still cold out there. I mean, good night, but that's all right. Let's see if these critters want to move this morning. Right. I know I need to get rid of some pigs and some coyotes. That's one of the things for sure. Because, I mean, good night. I tell you what, finding full-grown does that had been killed out there, and coyotes done got a hold of them, and then I put one of my remote cameras where I can look at it on my phone next to a water trough out there yesterday that's close to the house, and five pigs decided to show up. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, they're everywhere, so...
Coyotes, man. I saw one the other day. I think it was Wednesday afternoon. Broad daylight, ran across the road by my house, about 100 yards from where I was sitting. And it he looked like he had somebody's white little foo-foo dog, little fluffy white dog in his mouth. My wife
could have been
a rabbit, you know, Pete. I said, well.
Right.
I didn't see any floppy ears, man. All I saw was a lot of white fuzz, and headed across the highway back behind that high fence with somebody's pet in their mouth. So
exactly, they'll do that so quick. I mean, it's unreal. Even dogs that I lost one to coyotes, because they, it's a walker hound beagle cross, right? So they just hunt and. They'll get out there and go to hunting them coyotes and stuff. Well, they ain't very big, and them coyotes will take them out he just messed up and went out there by himself. Normally, they go out there in groups where they're, you know, I got two or three of these dogs together, and they'll run around out there, and they'll pretty much leave them alone when they're grouped up like that. But you go take an individual out there and they go to try to run them, they'll take them out in a minute. I mean, they're, and ain't a dang thing you can do about it, because they're going to, you know, especially these hunting dogs, they're going to hunt. They don't like sitting around and doing nothing. That's one thing about them. So they're constantly on the move. And, a beagle anyway, you think about a beagle, how he moves and barks, and then a walker hound too. I mean, he's after a coon every time he gets a chance. I mean,
a rabbit. They make good rabbit dogs too, man.
I got some that love skunks, so it's like good night.
No,
it ain't. But I guarantee you, if there's a skunk around, they're gonna find it and they're gonna take it out if they can.
I'll never forget the time my last lab got sprayed by a skunk.
Oh my!
I walked out on the back patio. I slid that door open, and she went out, and I saw her take off immediately, and I looked down off the deck, and there's a skunk by that pecan tree, and I'm yelling, no.
No, and too late.
She went to grab it, and it sprayed her right in the mouth and the eyes and the face. And it was pitiful. I felt so bad for that dog. There was nothing I could do for her.
No.
I had to throw my clothes away. I'm up on the upper deck, and just the cloud. It stunk up the house, everything from outside.
Oh, I guarantee
nasty.
You.
That is a smell that...
You can't get rid of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it's got to wear off, man. You can get all that tomato juice, bathe them in
bologna.
It's all bologna, man. You're just making the dog more miserable.
That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing,
and
making
yourself.
Him look like a cut. Yeah, exactly. Making a dog look like a cocktail or something. I mean, it's with all that tomato juice, but it's one of them things. You know, it's like years ago, one of my uncles had this dog. We'd out coon hunting. He'd go, "This dog don't hunt nothing but coons." I said, okay, we'll see. Don't hunt nothing but coons.
We're wandering. Move in front of it and see what it is.
Yeah, we're wandering around out there, and that dog probably got about 50, 75 yards ahead of us. It's, you know, it's dark out, so, and we're shining these headlights at it, and all of a sudden that rascal got a hold of a skunk, and you could see it. I mean, it's just like you talk about, it sprayed that dog, and immediately that dog went to spewing everywhere. It's like, good night. He's throwing up all over the place.
And squalling too, man. Mine's squalling.
I guarantee you that rascal. And I said, I thought he didn't do nothing but hunt coons. He just found a skunk, you know. Yeah. So we gave him the blues over that for that dang coon dog being a skunk dog. So it's funny how them rascals, like you say, if it moves in front of them, they're going to get after it.
You
I don't
let
care.
Something run across the yard and see. You tell a Labrador to stop.
No, it ain't happening.
They don't have any brakes, man. If it's a squirrel, coon, possum, rabbit, it don't matter. They're going for it.
Wide open, I promise you.
Even
I mean,
cats.
There is no doubt. I guarantee you, there ain't no doubt about that. I got a short hair that likes cats. So he chunks them around in the air for a little bit.
Oh,
so good night. But he's just a short hair. He's hunting all the time too. I mean, good night. Them things don't have slow in their name at all. Everything's wide open with them rascals. But now that's like this morning. I'm gonna get out here and, you know, I've been looking at my camera cards and I hadn't really seen anything that I consider
right home.
Yeah. Not really. I got one that's kind of all broke up, and he ain't but a 7-point, but he's kind of broke up, but he looks good. I mean, he just broke.
Is he a cold buck? Something good?
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably.
Yeah, he just.
There you go. Some meat.
That's the thing, you know, but I'm kind of tempted this weekend just kind of look more than,
that's
you know.
That, man, we got a long deer season ahead of us.
Well, you know, always.
Lano area?
Yes. I'm up here in Lano, and I typically our rut starts around Thanksgiving week. So that's when I'd rather go actually and take some out, because you see animals that you don't see on camera. You don't see them any other time of year except for during the rut. And that's, you know, just because they do a lot more roaming. You see some bigger, better ones, you know, during that time frame. And that's, you know, a lot of guys like you and me, we've hunted a long time, and we kind of figured out when our favorite time of the year is to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically always in the rut, you know, because there's so many different things you can do. You know, you can rattle horns and bring them up. You can sit, you know, in the middle of the day. You can go out and sit and see them because they're running them does everywhere. So it's you know, it's one of those things that. I love rattling horns, and it, you know, get them rascals to come right up in your hip pocket. So it's you know, it's just fun doing that. You kind of pick and choose your area and what's in that area by rattling. So it's you know, years ago I was hunting over in Lorain, Texas, which is up around Abilene, and you wouldn't think much of that, but it's all these big rises and stuff up there, and this buddy of mine had a 6-section lease, so it's, you know, 6 square miles. Uh-huh. Right. So so he got out there and he invited me over one weekend. He'd already gotten one as I think it's like a 10-point with a 20-inch spread, and it's like, okay, I said that's a good one, you know. And we get out there, and I told him, we got to like Robert Lee. And I told him, I said, man, I got to get my turkey stamp. I ain't got a turkey stamp, you know. So he goes, yeah, we'll just remember to get one. And I just flat out forgot about it anyway. And then so we get there that evening and kind of settle in. And the next morning we're going to go hunt. You know, we built a couple of ground blinds out of some logs and stuff like that. We go out that next morning. The very first thing I see is probably about 30 turkeys walking down the side of this hill, And I'm going, dang it, I forgot to get this stamp. So I didn't do nothing. I didn't get me a turkey. And then I told him, I said, if there ain't a deer bigger than yours, I ain't shooting it. And he goes, oh, you can shoot something. And I said, no, you're going to talk smack the whole time. So if I can't find that bigger than yours, I ain't going to take it out. And so I'm sitting there, and I think it was that afternoon, I sat there, and I climbed in this little persimmon bush, and I started rattling horns. And next thing I know, here come a 9-point with about an 18-inch spread. He stuck his head right in that bush with me. It's like, good night. You're a big rascal, Lord. But you ain't what I'm looking for. So I let him go. I mean, and he literally had his head in the bush with me. He was
they'll
less
run
than
over you, man. You rattle horns, they immediately lock in. They got their own internal GPS, buddy, and they're coming.
I guarantee you, it's amazing how they can come right to you. I mean,
well, you need a backup, buddy, when you're rattling. You really do.
You do. I mean, because they'll come right in on you hot, and there ain't nothing you can do to stop them. I mean, not a dang
thing.
They'll
run smooth over you.
Yeah, they sure will. I mean, but that's what makes it fun. You know, when you see them coming in hot like that, and you're just trying to get a good look at them. I mean, they'll literally stop 2 yards from you and look at you like, what are you doing?
Yeah, just imagine if that was a African lion coming at you wide open like that.
Yeah, you better be running,
you
or you better be
good enough to pull the trigger and be accurate with it.
I know I could.
Oh, man.
I've done it. I haven't done the lion thing. That's pretty much what it amounts to.
That's
exactly right. And that's horrible. I mean, I see those guys doing those lion hunts with bows, and I think, man, y'all are just absolutely nuts.
That's
not me. No.
Those are death wish adrenaline junkies, man.
I guarantee you they are, because, I mean, that one there, you just can't get away from. I mean, you miss, and he's going to still come when you hit him with an arrow anyway. He's not going to stop. It's not going to make him turn. He's just going to keep on coming. It's it's like, goodness, y'all guys are crazy. But,
I wish you a great hunt this morning. Hope you hope you see something really good. Richard, if somebody wants to call you about fishing when you get back to Conroe, give them some info how they can reach out to you, buddy.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. You can check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage. FishDudeTX.com.
All right, man. Keep your powder dry and your trigger finger from getting numb in the cold. All right, buddy.
There you go. Y'all have fun.
Later. All right. All right, now let's jump down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Hey, Charlie, what's up, man?
Good morning. What's happening?
Good morning. Oh, man, just enjoying a little different talk today with deer season and opening up, waterfowl.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make a few waves this morning. I got some waders, and I don't expect to see many people on the water. What do you think the percent is of fishermen that are hunters, too? About 75%?
I'd say so, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on where they hunt. If they hunt South Texas, a lot of them are probably still going to stay and fish with the weather good, and they know when to go to South Texas, which – I've seen some good openers in South Texas, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Anybody that fishes a lot, they're probably all burnt out on it and ready to do something different, and I'd have to say most of them are probably at the deer lease this morning. I would be if
that's
I
what I think.
Could be. Yeah.
That's what I think. I still haven't seen many ducks flying over here. You know, I heard them talking yesterday that the marsh does have a big concentration of ducks in it, but boy, I just hadn't seen them. I thought with this front that, you know, they'd have been pouring in.
Yeah, well, with pressure picking up from the hunts this weekend, you'll start seeing them on the bay. It'll drive them down there. They'll start roosting on the bay, especially when it's calm.
We've fished the past 2 days, out of lodges taking customers. It hadn't went off yet. I think it's going to happen today.
Well, it's a nice morning right now. They're calling for wind today, but they called for wind yesterday, and it never came up. Yeah, it came up in the afternoon a little bit, but, I mean, it was doable. It was fishable yesterday, big time.
Well, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful day on the water, man. You leaving that dock, going up that intercoastal with that cool air hitting you.
That's sweet, ain't it?
Lots of memories hit your head, you know?
Everything's bearable up here. You know, it's northeast at Morgan's Point at 6. Eagle Point is southeast at 5. Galveston is south at 5. So,
yeah.
No east southeast at 15 to 25 today yet that I know of. You know, you got that little front tomorrow, front line coming through. They're throwing a chance of rain up today, about 50% this afternoon and tonight. So, I don't know where that's coming from. Man, do you see any of that footage of Jamaica? Did it get leveled or what, dude?
Oh, my God. Those poor people.
What a nasty hurricane.
Those poor people, man. And man, we were so lucky this year. Jesus Christ, I just can't believe it.
Nothing. All the weather wizards were saying it was going to be a above-average busy year.
They don't know.
Take that for what it's worth.
They don't know.
No.
Educated guess, man. That's all it is.
That's it. But,
yeah. But we should have some pretty weather today. It should be a good day out there, you know. With those tides, I knew right where to walk in on them, but those fish shouldn't be too far away.
No. No, you probably do pretty good this morning.
Yeah.
Sure is nice.
We'll be able to wait some places.
A little bit along the coast overnight, so it's not as cold as yesterday morning, but it's a good morning to hunt our fish. Perfect. That's the way I like it. This is perfect weather for me.
I expected to see, you know, some bird activity yesterday with some of that shrimp coming out of that marsh, but not unless... It probably happened in the afternoon. It probably happened in the afternoon. It just looked too good. But
yeah, I remember when we used to have all that energy, we'd run our parties, and they'd all want to go in about 1 or 2 o'clock, take them in, and we'd take a little
go
break
back
and
out.
Pop out in the afternoon and work birds.
Did you anything happen over there yesterday? Did it go off anywhere that you heard of?
Hillman texted me last night and said they went off, so apparently it was good.
Probably in the afternoon.
Yeah. He said they went off today.
Yeah.
I didn't reply. It was late, man, that ball game. I was kind of disappointed, that's baseball. That's the beauty of baseball.
I fell asleep. What happened?
It ended up 3-1.
3-1.
Yeah, Toronto had a chance at the end, you know. Alejandro Kirk hit a double. So they pinch run, in the ninth, they pinch run Miles Straw in his place. That's about all he can do is catch balls and run fast. He can't
run
for them nothing, but that's why we got rid of him. But he was on second, and then another ball was hit that should have been a double. Well, it was. It was a ground rule double, which naturally Straw was rounding third, and he would have scored easily to make it 3-2, but the ball stuck under the padding on the wall, and the outfielder threw his hands up, so they made it a ground rule double. Straw had to go back to third, and that kind of killed it. If he would have scored, I think, you know, it might have fired everybody up. They could have got another run in, at least tied it up and went into extra innings, but hey, that's baseball. Tonight's a night.
Hey, it's been a good series, man.
Yeah. Everybody will make more money with Game 7.
That's right. And they need it. Poor boys need it.
Yeah. They're so underpaid and overworked.
That's right.
Playing a kid's game. What a life, man.
Feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I do too. Especially Ohtani, man. He needs to be paid more. What was his contract? Like $800 million or something? It was ridiculous.
Wonder where he's gambling at now.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Oh, that was it. That was his manager and his interpreter, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
He took the hit on that.
Yeah.
He'll be rewarded well for it, if that's
I'm
the case.
Sure he is.
All right, buddy.
I'm sure he is.
Well, Charlie, have a good day out there. You got a pretty morning to start out. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you, man.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right. Tonight's the night. Last game of the season.
Good to see it.
All right. I'll see you next week, Charlie. Take care, bud.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.